of North Carolina, Mark Robinson.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. First and foremost, I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving us my life and health and strength, allowing me to be here and allowing us to live in this blessed and prosperous land. I am Mark Robinson. I am the first Black Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. And come November, I plan on being the first Black Governor of North Carolina. But I am not one of the political elite. I grew up poor as the ninth of 10 kids in Greensboro with an alcoholic father who beat my mother. I love to tell you that I graduated from high school, found success, never worried about money again, but I can't. I lost two jobs, two manufacturing jobs because of NAFTA, which, by the way, Joe Biden voted for. Politicians in D.C. made bad decisions, and people like me suffered. I lost my car and my house. I was desperate. But you know, my story isn't unique. A couple of months ago in my travels, I stopped at a gas station. As I was leaving, a man walked out with a beard and he looked very stressed. He got in his car and I could see him holding an envelope. My heart dropped because years ago I held one just like it. It was bankruptcy papers. I could see the fear on his face. And it took me back to lying awake at night with that gnawing worrying, debating which bills weren't going to get paid. Unfortunately, many families today are having that same experience. Under Joe Biden, grocery prices have skyrocketed and gas has nearly doubled. In North Carolina, factories just like the one I worked at are closing, leaving families feeling hopeless. But there is hope, and I'm proof. My wife and I never gave up. We kept our faith. We worked hard and made it through those tough times. Now I stand before you on the verge of becoming the first Black Governor of North Carolina.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. That is a Mark Robinson, currently the Lieutenant Governor of the state of North Carolina, a storied life. Not that he's accomplished so much in his life, but he made his appearance in 2018 at a school board, well, at a meeting of the City Council of Greensboro, North Carolina, that blew people away. And I'm going to play a little bit of that a little bit later. But now, Mark Robinson, who's been serving as Lieutenant Governor, wildly popular, really near becoming the governor, running against the Attorney General, Josh Stein, the Democrat, really close in the race. President Trump has endorsed him. And guess what? CNN has broken a story about something in his past that they are presenting to us. And now his campaign, according to the headlines, is falling apart. His staffers are quitting. Well, what's behind this? I don't claim that I know, but I want to talk to you, all of you, about this situation, because as we hurtle toward the election, we know that good men are going to be attacked. This is not the first. It's not the last. It's happened before, and I want to remind you of it as we think about what's happening with Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Well, this is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7, and you can call us. This will be controversial today. You can call us and bring us your comments at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. You can write me always at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. You can find us on any social media platform. We are actually on Telegram now. We just added that one. So some of you like Telegram, and now there we are. But Twitter is the one that I do the most posting on, so just so you know that. But the show is present on all of those other platforms. You can also go to afr.net, our home base, or you can go to sandyrios.com and listen to your heart's content. Well, I'm going to give you some basics about preborn just to remind you. I often tell you stories, and I love to do that. But I want to remind you of what they actually do. they are not just in the business of showing girls these ultrasounds and revealing, you know, the beautiful pictures of their babies in utero. They also do evangelism. And why? By that, what do I mean? They tell the moms about their, that there is a Savior. There is hope for the world. There's a Redeemer. And that if they choose to keep the baby, there is help. They give practical help. And they save babies, and they also reach mothers' hearts and many, many times save the moms as well for eternity, that is. They place ultrasounds in these clinics that try to prevent abortion, crisis pregnancy centers, and things like that. And they also train clinics in evangelism, how to reach out to the girls. So I'm just telling you, they do great work. They cover all the bases. It's $28 for one ultrasound, just $28. I know that many of you can afford that. Some of you can't. Some of you can afford much more than that. And could I say, you have been so very generous to them. And I want to thank you for that. And so let's just keep it up. Let's keep it up. This is a really hard time for us to make the case for life, isn't it? And so I think preborn is the is a wonderful way to do that. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. All right, stay tuned for today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something. All right, Sandy Rios, back with you. I told you we're going to talk about Mark Robinson today. He's always interested me. He has such passion when he speaks, and he speaks the truth so powerfully. But people have hated him all along. They've hated him since 2018 when he came before the city council and fought back on them trying to limit guns. He's in Greensboro, North Carolina. I find it really ironic that he's from the same town that the man at the golf course who tried to assassinate President Trump comes from. Isn't that ironic? Well, they come from Greensboro, both of them. Nevertheless, Mark Robinson has become the lieutenant governor. He was so wildly popular after the way he fought back at that meeting, public meeting, with his powerful words. All right, so, and as to, for all accounts, he's done a great job. That's why he was close to winning the governorship. So why do they hate him so much? Why do they hate him so much? Well, he was speaking in a church in this last few years, and I want to give you a taste of the kinds of things he said. This is clip 8.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierceness that they can't. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. Now, I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. tell you like this. That ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. You need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell. Yeah, I said it, and I mean it.
All right, so that's Mark Robinson at a church. Anybody have an idea why? Anybody have an idea why someone would want to destroy Mark Robinson? Just think about it. And CNN is the one who claims credit for digging through his, I don't know if it was the dark web, but I don't think it was regular social media, but it was some pornographic platform for him, where he allegedly said a lot of the things they claim that he said. I can't read them all to you, of course, because they're vulgar. But he allegedly called himself the Black Nazi. He said, slavery's not bad. Some people need to be slaves. I wish they would bring slavery back. I would certainly buy a few. Well, okay, so that's not something we want a lieutenant governor or governor to say. But then there's a bunch of sexual stuff that goes back, I think, even to his when he was a young teen, things that he allegedly talked about, seeing girls. And so I just wanted to give you an idea, even if I can't say the words. So CNN claims, you know, they went back through all this. They discovered it themselves. I wonder why they were looking into Mark Robinson's, past so hard. Any connection to what he just said on that platform? Let me give you an idea. Wikipedia has updated. They're very quick to update, what's happening with him. Because, this is what they say about him. He has promoted various conspiracy theories, denied sexual assault allegations against various prominent figures, frequently made various inflammatory, homophobic, transphobic, racist, anti-atheist, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic statements, including engaging in Holocaust denial. He called himself, identified himself as the Black Nazi. It goes on and on and on. And of course, that's a deal killer. Right now, if you say anything related to racism, even if you're black, I'm sorry I'm laughing. It's just that this is the game they play, and I'm mad about it. It makes me laugh because it's sardonic anger, to be honest with you. But a little bit about him. Of course, he just burst on the scene because he was so articulate at that meeting. But his background is he graduated from Grimsley High School. His father was abusive, an alcoholic. He and his family suffered from domestic violence. They lived in his siblings and he lived in foster care for part of their childhood before moving back with their mother, who worked as a custodian. Is this not the story of many black people in the South? Of course, there's a lot of successful stories. Of course there are, but this is often the story. Single moms raising the kids. He went to Grimsley High School, graduated. He served in the Army Reserve. He attended North Carolina A&T University. He did work in several furniture factories. He talked about that in that first clip. He took history classes at the University of North Carolina, where he wanted to become a history teacher, and he succeeded. He got his bachelor degree in December of 2022. Now, think about that. That's quite an accomplishment as far as I'm concerned, and that kind of explains why he has so much understanding he has about history. I think it's pretty honorable. Okay, so I want to talk to you. Lindsey Graham now is saying that he said at one point that he should resign if these things are true, because he just unfit to serve for office. And then Tom Tillis, who's a former senator from North Carolina, piled on too. And now, according to other news articles, Mark Robinson's campaign is imploding. And they said that 4 of their staffers have resigned, and they named their names. I'm going to address those things when Bruce joins me, but I want to just give you an idea of how bad it is. But I want to talk to you about what this means. Just to recap, Mark Robinson is, from all accounts, has done a great job as lieutenant governor and has moved the ball down the court enough so that people love him enough to support him for governor. And they have been supporting him. He's been doing great in the polls. So suddenly, CNN, that bastion of all truth, right? CNN always tells the truth, right? And they all are they're very fair in who they investigate, right? Well, maybe not so much. So right there, maybe there's a red flag. Okay, so I talked to you about who he is. I don't know him. I don't know if these things are true. I have no way of knowing that. He says they're not true. And some of them, again, are years ago. So it makes me think of when I was on the morning show. Many of you have listened to me for many years. And you heard me in my defense of Justice Roy Moore, who was accused of pedophilia, really. And I knew him well. And he was running for Senate in Alabama and ahead in the polls, close to winning when they broke this series of stories about young women that he had allegedly been inappropriate with. None of the stories actually made a lot of sense, but people just, it salivated because he was a man of character. He'd been elected as judge of the head of the Supreme Court in Alabama several times, Chief Justice. People loved him. He was like winning by 78%. Sometimes it seemed to me as close as 90 and other times. His record was impeccable. And again, I've been around him. I've never seen anything nefarious or salacious or even untoward. And I just suspected because he's a strong Christian and they hate him. And also he's Southern and he's kind of embarrassing to the party. Because the party, the Republican Party, the regular Republican Party before the massive influx of Christians, is not friendly to people like Justice Moore. He embarrasses them. So they came after him, and they did really just about destroy him. He did sue later, and he won a lot of money because of the defamation, but who knows that? Okay, so then I think of Clarence Thomas, the black justice who's Sam Alito, and he probably vie for the most conservative positions on the court. But if you know history, you know Justice Thomas was nearly brought down by some accusation, which I can't say, but it's because it's really actually quite silly. But I'm not going to say it, the accusation that they did in court. But it's the first time in modern history that they had brought during a hearing for a Supreme Court justice that they'd said something so salacious. But again, trust me, if you look it up, and you can look it up, you'll see that it was a stupid accusation. And they tried to destroy him with that. This other man of integrity, I have to say that in Clarence Thomas's case, it made him like steel. He said, this is like a high-tech lynching, and I will not resign. I will not step down from the nomination. So. And he's kept that steel, that nerves of steel ever since. So they did something really great for all of us, I guess, in the long run. Well, what man meant for evil, God meant for good. And then, of course, Herschel Walker was running for president. They did the same thing for him, a black conservative businessman who owned the pizza chain. And it was, he was too conservative. I don't know if he was guilty of the things they accused him of. I'm not claiming these guys are, well, I am with Justice Moore because I did know him. I do know him, but I don't know if these accusations are true. So here's my question for you. Should Christians and conservatives rush to believe these things? Should we rush to believe CNN? So what if it's not true, as it has been untrue for so many of them, and they've had their lives ruined? Does that make you feel good? Is this an enjoyable thing to find out something about a black man who's, very conservative? I think some of us are wounded and others, Christians at least, I'll say that. And maybe conservatives too, sort of like, ooh, it's the cootie thing. And I've said that we've had this conversation before where I've said to you, don't do that. Why do we rush to believe evil? Why can't we believe the best about people? That in itself says a lot about us. And I think that God would have us believe the best. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing because I've seen what he's done. I've heard what he's said, how powerfully he's moved the needle on conservative issues in North Carolina. So why should we believe CNN? Why do we believe them? Why should the polls drop all of a sudden? And then what if he did those things? And I've read most of them, even though I can't share them with you. I this is how I feel about it. And you can look, do I believe pornography is okay? No, I do not. But I can tell you that it is so pervasive. Do you know that? Through computers? It's a plague for men. For most men. It's a plague for most pastors. It's a struggle for them because it comes to them through their screen. Even if they're not asking for it, things will pop up. And it can be a terrible problem. So has he been on a pornography? I don't know. But he joined the club. I wonder, you know, but that doesn't make it right. But it doesn't. Does it then negate a man from trying to do what's right in spite of the demons if he is guilty of this? I mean, you can't assume that he is. But if he is, and also when you talk about something he did when he was 14, which they did, things he wrote about when he was 14. Really? Really? I don't. Can any of you withstand that kind of scrutiny going back to 14? You know, we have social media now. Many of us, you know, there was no social media when we were kids. But really and truly, can any of us withstand the kind of scrutiny? It's a sad thing to watch it happen. And I guess I'm just saying to those of you in North Carolina and those of you around the country, please don't rush to believe evil. Common sense says that CNN is out to get Mark Robinson, and so is the left. Don't we know that? That doesn't mean he's innocent. I'm not saying that. But I choose to believe that the Mark Robinson we've seen and loved and been impressed with is worth supporting and not worth throwing out like some kind of garbage. So I've kind of had it with the world right now. You know, I kind of remember I was a sinner. I don't know, maybe some of you remember that too. I remember what Jesus did for me, how he saved me. I know my own sin. And so I believe we have to show the grace and mercy that God does himself. We're going to come back in a second. I'm going to add Bruce to the conversation because he has a lot of thoughts about this too. And we will continue our really defense of Mark Robinson for governor of the great state of North Carolina right after this. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
I talked to you earlier in this podcast about how the kind of the nuts and bolts of preborn, how they do evangelism to the girls and to the dads too. The dads are involved, how they give practical help to the girls, how they show them all the ultrasounds of their babies. We talk about that the most. And I told you that they're just $28 a piece. That doesn't mean you're buying an ultrasound. You're paying for the procedure. It's $28. That's how inexpensive. Of course, the machines are very expensive. And, you know, with that, some of you have more resources. If you have the means, I wonder if you would consider what's called a leadership gift to save babies in a bigger way, to give more money, to buy ultrasound machines or whatever. Is that possible for you? Some of you could probably do that. It's a tax-deductible donation, and $5,000 would sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. All you have to do is go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. And either way, if you are You can afford $28 or $5,000. Make your most generous donation. Preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, it's Sandy Rios, your old friend from the morning show. So many crucial and frightening events are unfolding before our eyes that we have decided to re-engage with the daily news on Sandy Rios 24/7, as we once did in the mornings. I want to invite you to come over to the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, so that we can work our way through these difficult times together. Just go to AFR.net or any podcast platform. You can also find Sandy Rios 24/7 at sandyrios.com. And one more thing, a fun thing. My book, God's Velvet Hammer, is now on Audible. Sometimes listening is better than reading. I recorded it in my own voice, which makes it even more personal for all of you who know me so well. Audible books are available on Amazon.com. God bless each and every one of you for your faithfulness to Him. My prayer is that as we stand together in this battle, we can finish well.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, domestic violence, blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today, gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community, because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law, I follow the law, I'll bring my guns down here, I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. It's what I see. We demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals into victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority. The majority of the people in this city are law-abiding, and they follow the law, and they want their constitutional right to be able to bear arms. They want to be able to go to the gun show and buy a hunting rifle or a sport rifle. They're no military-grade weapons sold at the gun show. An AR-15 is not a military-grade weapon. Anybody that would go into combat with an AR-15 is a fool. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle. You'd be killed in 15 minutes in combat with that thing. So we need to dispel all these myths, and we need to drop all this division that we got going on here. Because the bottom line is, when that Second Amendment was written, whether the framers liked it or not, they wrote it for everybody. And I am everybody. And the law-abiding citizens of this city are everybody. And we want our rights, and we want to keep our rights. And by God, we're going to keep them, come hell or high water.
All right, that was Mark Robinson. And that's the Mark Robinson who's Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, who the people of North Carolina fell in love with. Out of nowhere, he comes up. And I've told you his background. He, you know, took his time. Didn't have a good upbringing. He didn't have a lot of support, but he ended up getting his degree in history in 2022. And you see what's happened. Okay, so now CNN has come out with this salacious report about all of his the horrible things he said on a porn site, which I'm not saying it's not true. I don't know. I'm just saying, why would we choose to believe what CNN says? Why would we choose to believe the worst? I don't even think it's that on a scale of terrible things. I've read what they're saying. It could be a lot more terrible. It could be terribler. But I mean, I'm not supporting pornography. I'm just saying we are people who sin. All of us, we have sins in our lives. All of us could be destroyed by what, if we are put in the target, we're trying to do something right. This is a playbook that they've used for so many before. All right, I've asked my sweetheart, Bruce, to join me. Bruce, I know you've got a lot to say about this, and I want to hear it. What do you think about what's happening?
Well, I think we're experiencing possibly another, what I would call the CNN playbook attack on a conservative. You know, CNN professes to be all about promoting opportunities for people that are disadvantaged, which would be a person like Mark Robinson. However, they're not so much about it when, and this will be a politically incorrect term, when someone is the wrong kind of black man.
Exactly.
Whether you're Clarence Thomas, Larry Elder, or Mark Robinson.
Or E.W. Jackson, our friend E.W. Gosh, it just goes on and on.
This is a very common thing that we see. Sometimes it's called a September surprise or an October surprise. The left finds candidates that are doing well on the conservative side. They're doing well in the polls, and they decide we're going to go after them and help the Democrats, which they basically, I repeat myself when I say the media and the Democratic Party. You have to remember, if you watch the debates, you know how unfair the left is. And one of their great tactics is to come out with something against a conservative candidate, break a story that really the person has no ability to rebut.
Well, you used to say, how long have you been beating your wife? Or when did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah, when did you stop beating your wife? It's that kind of a scenario. And you have to remember, we've seen this in the past where, if you recall, there have been congressional hearings where people on the left have... I remember when the FBI whistleblowers were up in front of Congress, and one of the Democrats kept saying to the FBI employee, this is your website where you made these comments. And he said, ma'am, that is not my website. And he even brought proof that it wasn't his website, but yet she continued to say, you made these comments on your website. So this goes also to, I think, a very large issue that's even bigger than this, is the collusion, the power of the Democratic Party being in cahoots, really, with the social media companies.
Well, and the Uniparty.
Yeah. There's people on our side. Yeah. You know, what makes me really upset by this situation is you see people like Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, Tom Tillis, a senator from North Carolina, immediately jumping on the bandwagon saying, to Mark Robinson, you either have to file a libel suit against these people or you need to get out of the race.
You're not worth, you can't hold that office. This is terrible.
Yeah. First, don't even get me started on that. Lindsey Graham, he's been in the Senate forever. He's on the committee. He's the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. And look at what's gone on with the judiciary in this country. He has a lot of guts telling someone they're unfit to serve.
Well, I need to jump in here because I've been in D.C. for a long time. There are a lot of things said about Lindsey Graham, which I can't verify. But I would imagine it wouldn't be a good thing for someone to know everything he does either. I would say that's probably true of everybody, wouldn't you, Bruce?
Well, I am convinced that what happens to many of these politicians is that when they go to Washington, they start with good intent, But then they fall into whatever you want to call it, the DC syndrome, and they get compromised.
Yeah.
Either sexually or financially. And then, you know, once you compromise the first time, you become a target, and it's always easier to get you to compromise in subsequent times.
Of course, that's after you get, but they're trying to prevent Mark from getting there. He won't get there. He's running for governor. I want to say a couple of things here, Bruce, because they made much of the fact that four of his campaign staff have resigned. But I want to explain to people, there is a whole class of political class of rhino kids who don't hold our values. They just kids are kids to me. They don't hold our values. They don't. And they undermine conservative candidates. It's been going on for such a long time. Think of President Trump. And I'm just telling you, a conservative candidate, like a guy like Mark Robinson, they don't know what they're doing. They've never run. He doesn't know what he's doing. So the party, you know, supplies, you know, gives them links to, I'll tell you who runs a big one is and makes money hand over fist is Karl Rove. Karl Rove is a multimillionaire because he, oversees a lot of these political operatives. So four of them have resigned. Well, okay, I'd like to know about those four. And the other thing is Tom Tillis is a rhino to the max. We were so grateful when he did not, I think he resigned or stepped down and chose not to run. That was a blessing to all of us. He hates conservatives. So it's no surprise to me that he's jumping on that particular bandwagon. And Lindsey Graham is no stalwart conservative either. He's like the wind. He whips one way, then whips the other. So,
well, you know, when President Trump ran the first time in 2016, he did not support, Lindsey Graham did not support Trump. It was only after Trump had been in office a few years. And I guess Graham saw the results of what President Trump was doing, that he said he would support him if he ran for re-election. And to go to your point, Sandy, about these staffers, through you, I've met many of them over the years. And what you're saying is exactly correct. A lot of it is not that they go with it, they get employed by a candidate that they necessarily agree with their policies, but that they get a job.
That's right. They get a job. So they'll be this person. Now they'll support that person. They don't really care.
You know, these kids use these jobs often, and I don't mean to tar all of them, but many of them use them as stepping stones. And if it looks like they've hitched their wagon to the wrong train, then they're going to get off.
They'll desert like the four did. Well, I guess in conclusion, I would just say again, those of us that are believers in Christ, I'll pick on us. Because I am one. I just challenge us, why do we jump to thinking the worst? Why are we so afraid to be associated or to support someone about which there's not clarity? We have to look at what we know about Mark Robinson, not about what CNN is saying and what they're alleging, because we don't know. And the things they're alleging are not deal breakers. He's not a child rapist he's nothing like that. It's things he's said. He said words that they don't like, allegedly, but we don't even know that. So why do we so quickly rush to judgment? I'm just encouraging all of you and myself not to do that about people. And you're going to hear a lot more of this. This is going to be in the last few days of this campaign. I would imagine there'll be lots of shoes that are dropping about candidates. The Republicans, they used to be pretty vicious themselves. Karl Rove was pretty vicious in the old days, ruthless, really, during campaigns. I don't know if you're going to hear. I don't think the Republicans have that kind of muscle right now. But you're going to hear the Democrats go, or some entity like CNN, go after conservatives. This will not be the first shoe to drop. So just be prepared, and be prepared mentally. Please, I hope that please listen to my advice about believing the best in people, and don't throw these people under the bus. If you're wrong later, then don't make it a matter of personal pride. I was right about that. I knew he would. Whatever. Good for you. I just can't think of a good reason to throw him under the bus right now, especially when he's so close to winning, and he's just so good on the issues. And I want to tell you some good news. I just got this in my inbox from James Miller. He said, I'm proud to announce that I'm now serving as senior advisor to Mark Robinson for governor. We will win in November. So see, there you go. People are jumping in. I guess maybe James was listening to us, Bruce. I don't know. But anyway, honey, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, there you go. Just another, you know, a light conversation with us on Sandy Rios 24/7. You know you can call us. Some of you might want to do that today and leave a message at 662-821-2040. 662-821-2040, or call it. You can write us. Or you can write us at sandy@afr.net, sandy@afr.net. And we love hearing what you have to say. Really, really do. And social media, we're everywhere, you know, even if we don't want to be because we have to be. But Twitter is the place where I post the most information, so I'm just telling you. And Twitter is a good place for you to be right now. Because it is it's a source, a really good source of news. And so my handle, as they call it, is at Sandy Rios Tweet on Twitter. Tweet on Twitter. I used to remember when that first came out, I just thought it was so ridiculous. I could hardly bring myself to saying it. And now I'm saying it. All right. So I want to thank our sponsors, Timothy Plan. You put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.